One Hope, 30 Daily Devotions for Overcoming Loneliness. Day 9, The Good Shepherd, My Shepherd, by Dr. Mark Smith. Scripture passage, The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Psalm 23:1. Not long ago, I had an opportunity to go on a mission trip to Israel. Visiting the sites where Jesus lived and walked was humbling. Going to locations described in the Bible was amazing. I can honestly say that going to Israel forever changed the way I read the Bible and see the Jewish people. With all that I saw and experienced in Israel, there is one characteristic of the country and landscape I did not anticipate. Many parts of Israel are desert and in short supply of water. Especially in the southern region, the terrain is rocky and has little vegetation. Perhaps what took me by surprise most was that even today, shepherding livestock is a viable occupation. I could not believe in this harsh environment, sheep and goats could be sustained and even thrive. The one verse that kept coming to mind when I saw shepherds in Israel with their flocks was Psalm 23:1. Let's look deeply into the verse. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Psalm 23:1. Why would God want to be called our shepherd? In ancient Israel, a shepherd's work was considered to be the lowest of all occupations. A shepherd's tasks were endless. He had to ensure the flocks had adequate food and water. To do this, the shepherd would sometimes have to spend weeks away from home, leading the animals to new pasture lands. He protected them from predators and took care of them when they were injured. Sounds like being a parent. If a family needed someone to tend their flocks, it was always the youngest son, like David, who got this unpleasant task of being the family shepherd. It is truly remarkable that the Lord, the King of the universe, would stoop so low and choose to be called shepherd. But doesn't this description perfectly describe God? Like the shepherd, the Lord guides, protects, and provides for us. Not only that, He sent His Son Jesus to put on human flesh, to live among us. Jesus clearly speaks of Himself as the Good Shepherd. He says, I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me. John 10:14. In Hebrews, the writer describes Jesus as that great shepherd of the sheep. Hebrews 13:20. And Peter refers to Jesus as the chief shepherd. 1 Peter 5:4. But you may be thinking, Jesus lives in heaven. He no longer physically lives here on earth. Now, this, of course, is true. However, 50 days after Jesus ascended into heaven, the Holy Spirit came to reside in every person who puts their faith and trust in Christ. That's why Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians 6:19, your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. And in Ephesians 1:13, ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. God loves you deeply and cares tremendously for you. As a believer, you are His child. As His child, you are given the Holy Spirit. As a recipient of the Holy Spirit, you are His possession. 1 Corinthians 3:23. Because you are His possession, you will be cared for. Therefore, when God, the loving shepherd, cares for you, He will provide for all your needs, and you shall not want. Reflect upon the following. Is there any need God cannot meet? Has God ever met a need in your life? Consider taking the following action steps. Write a prayer to the Lord and thank Him for how He met a need in your life. Before the day is over, call a friend or family member and share today's scripture reading. Tell them when and how God met a need in your life. One Hope is a production of North Carolina Baptist Aging Ministry. NCBAM is a ministry of Baptist Children's Homes of North Carolina.